Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We're going to be talking about in this particular program about the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. And we have to begin to put in our hearts and our minds and our homes and our ministries and our churches, everything that we do in our lives, the most important thing. And I like what Kenneth Copeland, when he goes out and ministers, he puts right in big, bold letters over where he ministers and says, Jesus is Lord. And that's just not some good idea. He's Lord.
That's right.
And Lord means he's over. You know, everything was created by him and for him. And it makes me think of Acts, the book of Acts. And I encourage you, this is a great time to begin to learn how we should act as the church, right? Mm. And the church at its freshest point, its newest birth point was the book of Acts when they're beginning to walk out, you know, what you do, because Jesus is walking with them. The Holy Spirit is moving amongst them. They're dedicated themselves to the apostles' teaching, and it's just so important. And this is such an important program today, because you have nothing to fear lest you don't know this Jesus, or lest you've taken his name out of the place it belongs. I think about the in Acts chapter 3, when you remember when that Peter was walking, and Peter and John was walking, and not this John, and not that Peter.
He's pretty old.
Not that Peter.
He is wearing a sweater today.
He is
like a Mister Rogers sweater.
But Peter
on.
And
a beautiful
and
day in the neighborhood. But listen, they're walking along. They see this crippled man by the gate, Beautiful, and this is gate, and the gate's called Beautiful, and this guy's asking them for help and alms and offering gift, charity. And they say this. They go, look at me. Right? Think about it. They say, look at me. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, he has this huge expectation. If I'm actually washing cars and somebody says, hey, you want me to wash your cars? And somebody says, look at me. You're expecting them to say, they're fixing to ask me to wash cars. Mm-hmm. So, obviously, when he looked to them, he had an expectation in his heart. He had a huge expectation in his heart. So he's looking at their eyes, and they're speaking to him boldly. And then he says, they say this, because he was asking for something that he needed, he thought he needed, but what he really needed was healing. And there's so many people today, you know, you're looking for everything. But what you really need, you need healing. Hmm. You need deliverance. You need to have a peaceful life. And you're thinking, if I just get a raise, if I just get a better job, you know, if somebody just helps me out like so-and-so got helped out. That's how he felt. He's like, you know, here I am begging for money. I'm a crippled man. He was crippled. He couldn't walk. And so they looked at the situation and realized he looked beyond what he was asking for and saw his need. But you have to understand that meant nothing outside understanding Jesus and the name of Jesus, because they looked at him and they said, listen, what you want, I don't have. And that's so important, because so many people think, you know, we need to develop our church and our ministry. We need to go out there and provide people for what they need. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
And now all of a sudden we're just like some community organization providing people with what they need. There's nothing wrong with that. But if it replaces what they need, what they ask for, if it replaces what they need, then we're doing them, we're going to leave them still crippled on the street.
Their right. greatest need.
Yeah, think about it. If we were to take the same approach, if they would take the same approach that quite a lot of the church is doing today, you know, they would have actually said, you know, you just need to just get them some clothes and get them some food and let them tell them Jesus loves them. And, you know, they would have done that, which is great. But they looked beyond what he was asking for and they saw his need. And he had obviously given up some time back. But see, there's something about that they had in their heart that he didn't yet have in his heart, and many didn't have in his heart. The church was birthed. This is what they had. They had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm. They had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And not only that they knew this Jesus. They knew this Jesus. And you have to understand. You have to understand that, getting feedback from over in the studio over there, that that understanding, you have to know this Jesus and have faith in him. And they knew Jesus. They knew him. They knew that they walked with him. They taught with him. I think it's the live feed coming into the studio. And they walked with him and they talked with him. And understand this, that it's not about knowing about Jesus. It's about knowing Jesus. And they knew him. They knew Jesus. But think about that. They knew him. And they also could see and discern what he actually needed at that particular point. And not only did they know him, but they had faith in him. They knew who he was, that he is a God that heals all of our diseases, that Jesus' stripes, he took those stripes so we can be healed. They knew who he was. They didn't just know about Jesus, they knew Jesus, and they abided with him, and they had faith in this Jesus. They knew who his heart towards this man, and that he desires that everyone be healed and that everyone be saved. And so it wasn't just like, hey, there's a miracle happen right here. They knew this Jesus, and they had faith in him. And not only they had faith in him, but they had faith in his name. His name, the name of Jesus, in their hearts was the ultimate trump card to anything the devil can do to anybody. They had faith in the name and faith that comes through that name and faith that comes through Jesus Christ. That's what they had. They said, listen, we don't have what you want, what you're asking for, but we have what you need. And so all of a sudden they reached out their hands and they touched this man. This man received with a heart of expectation. They helped pull him up. And all of a sudden this man starts bouncing around like a pogo stick, you know, which is, that's how, with something like Jalen was healed at the airport when Steve had prayed for him and God healed him. And so this man's excited and he's jumping around, and all of a sudden everybody begins to look at Peter and John as if they're the ones that healed him. Mm-hmm. And this is what they said. This is what they said in Acts chapter 3, verse 12. And we have to understand this as the church, because, we're having faith in building programs. We're having faith in our organizations. We're having faith in all this different stuff, in men. But he said this in Acts chapter 3, verse the latter part of 12. He says, why do you stare at us as if by our own power or our own godliness we have made this man to walk? And in verse 16, he says, listen, by faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this man that you see here today a complete healing. It's the faith in Jesus. And it's amazing how, if you look, that the enemy has this all outright assault on Jesus. I mean, they will accept a semantic God. But in regards to Jesus, see, Jesus separates all the false gods from the true God. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. I mean, there's dunamis power in his name. Listen, his name came from God, the creator of the universe. Mary, his mother, who was not yet pregnant with the Son of God, heard from an angel that was sent from the face of God, you tell her she's going to have a child, and this is going to be his name. I have put so much stuff and so much power and so much of who I am behind this name. When you just mention this name, evil folks going to jump up and get all frilly and funky and stuff, because there's so much power in the name of Jesus. It's going to differentiate me from everyone else on the face of the earth, because I'm going to give my son on behalf of man's sin, and I'm going to give him the name Jesus. But that name that I'm giving him before he even arrives in your womb is going to be so powerful that you can have faith in that name, and faith that comes through that name, and faith that comes through my son and his finished work, because this is my desire and my heart for you. And to top it off, God even speaks to her husband, Joseph, in a dream and says, yes, his name shall be Jesus. And it's at the name of Jesus that every single tongue will confess and every knee will bow. It's Jesus who sits in Revelation chapter 4 on the throne that's surrounded by the awesome worship and praise and saying, you are worthy to receive all glory and all power. Wouldn't it be a shame? Wouldn't it be a shame if religion held you captive and you spent your whole vapor here of 60, 70, 80, 90 years with all this loaded spiritual gun, if you would, that could just destroy the evil works of the enemy, and you never even used it once. Mm-hmm. And you walked around in fear and dread, not understand the power of the name and faith, and the name and faith that comes through Jesus will set that man free. If he has faith to believe, if he's expecting in his heart. And he was so touched, and everybody knew this man. He began to jump around, and all of a sudden people said, you know, what happened? And he's saying, listen, don't look at me. It's not my godliness. And how many people are like, yeah, you get my card. It's my godliness. I did this thing. Put me on your speaking circuit. Right?
Get my book.
Yeah. Get my book. Nothing against books. Pat read one.
Once. Once.
Seriously, it's not against your book. So think about it. And so here we are, and this world is just suffering right now. They're suffering, and they're crippled emotionally, physically, spiritually. And you say you have this relationship with Jesus Christ, and you don't even bring his name up. You're ashamed of his name in the workplace. You're ashamed of his name in the schoolhouse. You're ashamed of his name even in church, even in Sunday school. You don't even read your Bible that talks about how awesome he is and who he is, and you don't even abide with him. Think about this. What if you decided today, I am truly going to make, I knew Jesus, I know Jesus, but today I'm going to make him the Lord of my life. Today, his name is going to be above everything else in my life. I'm going to truly have faith in Jesus. His name that was given to him by God, where every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, that everybody's going to say, you are worthy of everything because you did everything. You created everything, and everything was created by you and for you, and you hold all things together. And then begin to exercise your faith and begin to deal with the enemy and walk in authority and begin to deal with the devil that tries to come in your marriage and your family and your workplace and your community and just deal with it. And sad to say, a lot of us are religious demons. And you got to deal with it too. Even people that are talking about Jesus, they forgot who he is. They don't know who he is. And so they're freaking out when you're actually talking to an authority. But it's like, dude, I know you're talking about Jesus, but you're killing folks. That ain't good. Hmm. You know, you're this ain't good. You got to, it's authority for folks. God is against the devil and his demons, and he's four people.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's right.
So he's not, he didn't cast people out and save demons. He cast demons out and save people.
That's right.
But you know, right? He's like, yes, Jiminy crickets. And understand as we're going to break, but just so on fire with this, and that's Acts chapter 3. Begin to meditate on the power and get faith again. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. This is what the world is crying out for. This man thought he needed money. He thought he needed silver. He thought he needed gold. He thought he was stuck where he was stuck. But listen, they looked beyond his request and his asking, and they saw his need, and they knew that he needed to be healed. If he got healed by Jesus, and they did not direct the attention to themselves and showed them that actually it wasn't them, that it was Jesus that did this, and Jesus loves you. This man got saved. Let me tell you what happened. It so stirred a community, that one activity of the power in the name of God and Jesus Christ so stirred a community that thousands gathered to hear, how did this happen? Who did it? And guess what? They didn't preach a message on themselves. They preached a message of Jesus Christ, and thousands got saved. I don't know if you know this or not, but you can now see us on Christian Television Network, which has a potential audience reach of over 500 million viewers all around the world. It's amazing. One of our key audiences, too, as well, we want to welcome our new audience on WHBR all the way from Destin, Florida, to Mississippi, over 500,000 households all around the world. It is amazing. Make sure, if you have not yet, you can find out the viewing times in your area. You can ask your local television station if we're not yet on there. Say you want VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. You can find out more and viewing times in your area at VFNTV.com. Yes, we're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on the radio, live Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. Central Time. But now, thanks to Christian Television Network, you can see us all around the world.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com. or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com. Did you know that VFN TV and the Daily Radio program is made possible by those who partner with us and our sponsors and our underwriters? If you have not yet, you've got to go to VFNTV.com and visit them. Find out who is sponsoring, who is partnering, who is standing with VFN Radio, and become a sponsor yourself. Become a partner yourself. Listen, we stand for three pillars we believe. Without these three pillars, we won't even be here as a country anymore. That's for God and country in that order, and Israel. If you want to take a stand, if you want to do something about what's taking place, now's your time. Partner today or become a sponsor or underwriter and visit our sponsor and underwriters and tell them you are thankful that they're standing up for God and country in that order and Israel as we stand with the broadcast 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Find out more at VFNTV.com.